With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At a White House stakeout, a reporter asked President Trump if he's heard about the arrest of Brazilian former President Jair Bolsonaro.
Sir, are you worried about the president being arrested today?
What?
Any comment about the former Brazilian president being arrested today?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Are you willing to hurt
her? I haven't heard.
Mr. President, are you willing?
I didn't hear. Is that what happened?
Yes, there's a citation.
Peter, that's too bad.
And you have any
that's too bad. No, I just think it's too bad.
A fire aboard a Los Angeles container ship yesterday prompted concerns over hazardous materials in the air.
A massive container ship at the Port of Los Angeles caught fire Friday, prompting a shelter in place for nearby residents after officials with the Coast Guard and the L.A. Fire Department said hazardous materials were on that ship. Fire Captain Adam Van Gerpen.
We know that there was lithium ion batteries there. We know that there was other hazardous waste, but we don't know specifically which ones burned.
Officials say it was an electrical fire which caused an explosion. It took more than 100 firefighters working overnight to get the blaze under control. The ship moved out to sea where fireboats continued to douse the flames. I'm Julie Walker.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning, hours before the game against the University of South Florida. UAB says both wounded players are in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. The university has not released the names of those involved. County jail records show offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. The Justice Department is on the clock to release the files relating to Jeffrey Epstein after President Trump signed a measure passed by Congress. Expectations surrounding the release are high after many years of buildup. This is SRN News. Washington, D.C. is preparing for a big Christmas concert next month.
It's set to take place December 17th at the Kennedy Center and will feature contemporary Christian musicians, a living nativity, and readings from the Bible. It's the kind of event that President Trump promised to bring to the Kennedy Center when he dismissed board members and changed the focus of the venue earlier this year. The center is a federal government entity, having been established in 1971 as a memorial to President John F. Kennedy and venue for the performing arts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. Guilfoyle visited Archbishop Hieronymus Smet the second after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. She is a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. The 87-year-old archbishop told the ambassador he would be praying for the president. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is considering whether to weigh in on President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
The Supreme Court is meeting in private with a high-profile case on its agenda. President Donald Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship that would deny citizenship to children of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The court could say as soon as Monday whether it will hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that have blocked citizenship restrictions. They have not taken effect anywhere in the United States. If the court agrees to step in, arguments probably will be heard in the spring, with a decision expected by early summer.
That's Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman. At least five families say their babies were treated for infant botulism after consuming ByHeart formula months before a current outbreak was detected. ByHeart recalled all of its products nationwide November 11th. More details on SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.